It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
If you have been following Blockchain Business since March, you might recall an edition of the Babylon Stock Exchange and its plans to offer tokenization as a service. No news yet. But we are keeping tabs on this development and will bring the good stuff to you when the news breaks. Back in June this year, the Chief Executive Officer of NASDAQ, Adena Friedman, made this bold assertion. The technology will exist for every asset on the planet to be digitized and available to be bought and sold in an instantaneous way. This coming from the CEO of NASDAQ. NASDAQ is a major U.S. stock exchange similar to the New York Stock Exchange. An asset like land or property, or as Adena indicated, any asset, could be tokenized and sold instantaneously. One presumes there are not too many regulatory hurdles in the way, of course. In its manifesto, which might have contributed to a clean sweep of all 30 constituencies in the 2018 general elections, the plan for a small group of islands to be developed in sovereign Republican Barbadian waters was mooted. No word on this, but we do know the architect of the proposal, Sir Paul Altman, still believes it is very feasible. The notion of tokenization is that such a project could have funds raised through tokenization and then sold, as the CEO of NASDAQ said, instantaneously. Or perhaps, in the words of Red Asset Bag, spontaneously. It is technically possible, as you listen to this program, for someone to be working on creating a token. Let's say you want to produce and sell Beijing Noni juice, which purportedly has helped persons with breast cancer and some of the older generation believe to be a great boost for your immune system. Like the old folk who I am told make regular visits to the Noni tree at Christchurch Anglican Church. A token or non-fungible token or a piece of cultural work could be produced in pretty short order using blockchain technology and introduced to an international market. The proposal by the Barbados Stock Exchange to offer international tokenized instruments could indeed be an exciting opportunity. We wait and await the announcement this year or next year. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business informative and perhaps entertaining, do stay tuned for more, much more, Monday and Friday mornings on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.